Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, Chapter 1, Number 2. You have to listen to this. When you go this way, when you take the Bodhisattva precept to start with the planting of the first seed of Bodhi mind or Bodhi thought, because finally, your whole cultivation will embody all this understanding. This is mentioned in the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Chapter 1 on Virtue. So the whole of cultivation stand or centered on virtue, nothing else. From virtue, the whole teaching comes about. That's why I always share with you all, without wisdom, there is no true virtue. So when you have developed wisdom, you naturally become virtuous. That's why virtue is the main embodiment of the whole cultivation. Without virtue, you cannot move. So the chapter 1 of the Sutra of Innumerous Meaning or Wu Liang Yi Jing spoke the topic virtue. That's why virtue is very important. And these are virtue of great beings, bodhisattvas, Sammasambuddha. You listen. This is what is stated in the sutra. The sutras say, true bodhisattvas are wise beings with great compassion. So if you really want to go this way to become true bodhisattvas, you must develop and perfect all the wisdom so that you can be wise being with great compassion. That is the opening statement. Then the sutra further describes, their minds are tranquil. You listen. Ever abiding in meditation means ever mindful, constantly meditative, peaceful, free of desire, and immune from any kind of delusion or wrong view or wrong thought. Theirs is a mind of translucent purity with vast, profound vows. They hold on to these vows unwavering for countless eons. Having attained great wisdom, they penetrate all nature's law and come to understand all the innumerable teachings. They bring refreshing coolness and help cleanse away ignorance. With boundless compassion, they work to relieve suffering beings. Bodhisattvas are living beings, true friends, mentor and guide. They help and enable living beings to cultivate a great field of merits and blessing without being asked. They offer guidance to living beings. They are living beings' place of security and happiness. They uphold the Buddha's precept of purity and never break them even at the cost of their life. They never become angry even when harmed, cursed, or insulted. Their mind abides in Dhamma day and night. They abide in their vows of purity, or vow of purifying the world of all negativity and unwholesomeness of body, speech, and mind.